think we could just go the rest of the night and worship. I know. I think we'll just go in and out of worship here as we pray. We're going to, I think, here's the deal, even in this place of prayer, let's stay in a place of worship. I just felt like, I just heard those words, like that worship is our weapon of warfare. Lord, that we come up to this higher place, to come into the place of warfare, that it's all eyes on you. It's you that has all the power and the authority, Jesus. Sometimes I think we go into the battles and we're almost like trying to contend for things and fight for things in our own strength. And it's just in Christ. He is our strength. He is the warfare. He is the overcomer, and in him we are overcomers. Lord, just reminded me, I went back, I was looking yesterday, I woke up and I just heard this. It's funny, I'll sometimes just get a phrase and the Lord will just, it's like so strong and I'm like, oh, I got to write that down. And I just heard the Lord saying, our righteous acts display his glory because we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Our righteous acts display his glory because we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Mm. And I could back that up with a bunch of scripture. But I was seeing that Isaiah 60 where it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. I thank you, Lord, that as we operate in Christ and Christ in us, the glory of the Lord rises upon us. And then it says that behold, look, there's darkness over the earth and there's a thick darkness over the people. Lord, let me not get into fear when I see those things, but let the joy of the Lord rise upon us, not because of who we are, but because of who you are and what you do. And the greater the darkness is, Lord, I thank you, the greater that we shine, because we shine as a reflection of your light. I thank you for the righteousness that we operate in and from, and that the prayers of a righteous person, they avail much. They are powerful. And I've been seeing I've kind of mentioned this over the last week, maybe just this. It's like the body of Christ is, they've been fighting and contending for things, but it's been the whack-a-mole. It's been the, like, we see something and like, we set our eyes on those things. We set our gaze upon those things. And we take our affection and our gaze off of the Lord, and we try to kind of contend for those things and fight against those things. But I believe the Lord wants to take us up to this higher place. And I saw it as this. I can't remember when I was praying this, but, like, there's two ways to battle. There's you can battle from the ground. You can have the ground attack, or you can come up to the Air Force. You can fight from the air, and it's a different place where when you contend, when you have air supremacy, you control the ground. And sometimes we're fighting from the ground up. But Lord, I thank you that you're teaching us, even in this place of worship, how to come up to that higher place. We set our eyes on things above, not on the earthly things, not on the worldly things. And so even when we see circumstances, even when we see situations and we're like, ah, we need to come against that, I feel like the higher place is to come up and to contend from a higher place where we're not fighting from the ground level. We're fighting from the higher place. So Lord, I ask right now, take us up to this higher place. And Lord, I thank you that I feel like sometimes we jump into these things, and I just kept hearing this, like, stay in the Selah type of moments where we would pause in his presence and then begin to fight from that place after we kind of step into his presence. We step into that place of cloaked and clothed in Christ with the full armor of God. But now we begin to contend. But now it's not even a battle. When we fight with Christ, he's already won. And so now when we declare and we decree and we come into situations, we bring light into darkness, and there's no battle. We bring the light, and light removes darkness in a moment's time. There's never been a battle between darkness and light. It's just light comes in and it removes darkness. Jesus, I thank you that you are light. And as we behold you, we become like you. As we set our eyes on you, we don't fight from the ground. I feel like it's not that you can't fight from that level, and there's still warfare that can be done, but there's a greater understanding of warfare. There's a greater understanding of where to fight from. So, Lord, I thank you that you're taking us to that higher place. Lord, I thank you for an awakening of your church. Pastor Nicholas, on Monday, we were praying with the 400, and he was saying, it's game time. It's game time. Like, this is it. We're in the game now. There's no holding back. You know, when you're in practice, sometimes it's like, I want to save some energy, but boy, when it's game time, you leave it all on the field. So, Lord, I thank you that it's like Paul saying, I've run the race. I've fought the good fight. Lord, we're in the race right now. We're in the fight right now. And I ask, Lord, that we would leave it all on the field. We give it all to you in this time. And we're not holding anything back. Lord, set our hearts fully upon you. Help us to set our hearts fully upon you. That when storms and things rage around us, that we don't take our eyes off of you. It's interesting, when Peter got on the water, there was no telling the waves to stop. There was no calming the waves at that point in time. It was learning to walk on the waves and not to look at the waves, not to look at the wind and the waves and the storms. But Jesus never once in that time. When he was in the boat, he calmed the wind and the waves. But when he was standing on the water, he never calmed the waves. He actually taught Peter to walk on the waves, or teach us how to walk on the waves. The greater way to fight the battle. We don't have to calm it. We just walk on it. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank you for tonight. I thank you for the position that we're going to come from, where we are declaring, decreeing from the heavenlies, on earth as it is in heaven, let your will be done. And that it's not a question of whether it's going to be done. Jesus didn't pray that or tell us to pray that prayer so that maybe it would happen. It was the way that we contend. It's the way that we fight. We fight from the heavenlies. As we behold our God, as we look to Jesus, we contend from the heavenlies and fight down at the earth level. So Jesus, thank you for what you're doing in your church. Thank you for the awakening. Thank you. It is game time. And we thank you for the Selah moments where we just pause in your presence. We set our eyes on you, and then we fight from the place of victory. In Jesus' name, let's pray and sing and worship.
I just want to read a scripture and go back into worship. I really feel like the Lord is shifting some things in our prayer and our worship right now. I'm going to read this from 1 Chronicles. It says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all other gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens, A splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are his place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory to his name. Bring an offering, come before him. Worship the Lord in holy array. Tremble before him, all the earth. Indeed, the world is firmly established. It will not be moved. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. We, the people of Colorado, ascribe to the Lord glory and honor. We ask that you would be established in this land. We ascribe to you, Lord, all glory to your name. This land is yours. We are citizens of this land, and we proclaim your lordship, Jesus. You are the God above all gods. You are the Holy One. We lift our voices in praise to you. We ascribe to you glory and honor and wisdom and power. All of it belongs to you. We come before you and we ask, have this land, have this place of Colorado, have all the mountains, have all of the headwaters, have all of the government, have all of the education, have all of the churches, have all of the peoples here in Colorado. Bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come before your King, all peoples of this land. Ascribe to the Lord glory and honor.
On earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done. Chronicles 15, that's also in Psalm 96, and it says, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. And then it says, sing a new song to him before he comes. And then the last verse says, he will come and bring justice to the earth. He will come and make wrong things right as a judge. And even in singing that chorus, I feel like we need greater understanding of Jesus as the judge, because We don't worship him as the judge because we don't have a right understanding that his judgment is to remove sin and Satan from the earth so that his kingdom will be fully established. So we're just going to go back to sing that. And I just want faith to arise in our heart that the Lord reigns. The earth is waiting for God to come and make wrong things right. He comes to judge and he comes to break forth his will. On earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, your kingdom come, your will be done.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We just praise you and we love you. And I pray, Lord, ahead of time, when you come and we're in your grace and your glory, may we never forget that you find us faithful. May you always find us faithful in love and righteousness and all the things that you've come to judge, that we will be your perfect people. In Jesus' name.
Sweet Jesus, we incline our ear to you, the author and perfecter of all prayer. We ask that you would give each of us a gift of prophecy. I sometimes don't have anything to say, and I wonder why that is. And he said, you know what, if you're the only one that's praying, how are others to learn how to hear my voice, how to prophesy forth my words, how to intercede? But Lord, you don't want an army of one. You want an army of many. So I just pray that you will impart prophecy and intercession on each and every member here. Awaken your church full of people who will prophesy, who will hear your words and speak them forth. Because you delight to engage us in your will being done. You can do it on your own, but Lord, you pick us up no matter where we are. And you show us that you can work through us and accomplish amazing things. And I just thank you that you are giving that gift to each and every person. I thank you for the scriptures that Paul prayed, that I long to impart some gift to you. And I think that was spiritual, because I think you're a person who wants to create not just fruits of the Spirit, but orchards of people. I thank you that you are the vine. We are the branches. And when we do your will, when we speak forth your words, when we intercede with the power and feelings that are too great, two moans that are too precious to utter. Lord, you are in them. And I just thank you that you are awakening your church to pray for you, to pray your words, to prophesy your words. I thank you, Lord, that these prayer warriors here are saying yes and amen, and it is moving your kingdom closer to your heart. I just thank you that as soon as we call, Lord, you draw near to us. For it is your promises, and your promises, your word does not fall void. I just thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to your promises. Thank you, Lord, for this honor and privilege to come and worship, to come and proclaim, to come and prophesy, to come intercede and say yes and amen, and to be a part of your plan. In Christ's name.
I feel like as we're praying tonight, even that we're just going to start to pray over the seven, we call them like the seven mountains, but praying into religion or the churches, praying into family, praying into education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business. I was like, I had six of them. I couldn't think of the seventh one. But I just feel like let's start to just pray into those areas and just begin to take authority on earth as it is in heaven, in every area. I'm going to put Damien on the spot here. As he was praying over the schools this morning and over students, and just to pray for education, just pray over the students. And so,
Lord God, we just thank you for this time together, Lord, that we can come to you and just ask you for our heart's desire, Lord, because we would desire what you desire, Lord. And I just have this heavy feeling this morning for these children walking in, Lord, that they would know you, Lord. Heavenly Father, God, that they would know you, that they would know the truth. That we would help open their eyes, Lord. God, I just pray for the education system, the children, Lord. That you would give us your heart's desire to teach these children the true way, Lord, the true life. You, Jesus. I just pray for children to be safe in schools. I just pray for the believers in the schools to be bold and speak truth, Lord. I just pray for protection over the children. That all anxiousness, anxiety, and fear, Lord, would leave in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you would help protect these children from these shootings, God, that you would stop them before they even start, that you would convict somebody's heart to stop, that you would speak, Lord, that you would intervene. God, I just pray for our education system to turn around, to turn to you, Lord, because you are the only way in this life. I pray in Jesus' name.
Let's declare this over the schools too, just as the church has been silenced and as they've pulled the Bible out of the schools, they pulled prayer out of the schools, but we declare a change over the schools, starting in Colorado. And Lord, how do you train up children in the way they should go when you take out prayer and you take out the Bible, when you take out God? You can't even train a child. So Lord, I thank you. Our education system was grounded and founded upon you, Lord, in this place, in the United States. And so we just say in Colorado, we declare what we can't see in the natural, but we declare it right now that the Bible would be placed back in the public schools, that prayer would go back into the public schools, that Jesus would be the focus of schools across Colorado. It says this in Romans 12:2. It says, the authorities that exist have been established by God. If we just say every authority, every rule that is established in Colorado will shift to be in alignment with the kingdom, that on earth as it is in heaven, that the rules that have been set in place in Colorado and across this nation for schools will adjust and be shifted into alignment with the kingdom of heaven. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now that this generation that is being raised up will be raised up in the knowledge of God. They'll be raised up to know you. They'll know how to pray. They'll know how to contend in situations when the enemy tries to attack. They won't be defeated, but they will be the ones that defeat the enemy. So, Jesus, we thank you that you're raising up the next generation. And, yeah, I don't know how you're going to do it, Lord. But I know you're going to use your people. And it starts in a place of prayer. It starts in that agreement with your heart to say on earth as it is in heaven. And so we just say, Jesus, you will be recognized in the schools. The Bible will go back into the public schools. We do not acknowledge the government system in this area where they have said that this is not okay. No, we go to the higher rule, to the higher authority. And we say, no, we will have Jesus in the school. We will have prayer in the school. We will have God in the school. We will have the word of God in the school from this day forward in Jesus' name. So just as to align.
Oh, sorry. As Mike was praying, he was praying in about alignment, and I just had a picture in my head about the schools coming into alignment, and then they're bowing down, and then they're standing on the cornerstone again. They're standing on the foundation, because he said it's the foundation. So I'm just going to sing this.
Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into the line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into the line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into the line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into the line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. And fall on the rock, lest the rock falls on you. And worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth. Come fall on the rock, lest he falls on you. Worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth. Oh, fall on the rock, lest he falls on you. Worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth. Fall on the rock, lest he falls on you. Worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship the cornerstone. Come into a line, come and bow down, worship. Lest he falls on you. And worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth. Fall on the rock, lest he falls on you. And worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth.
Just feeling this, just as an act of intercession. Jack has a ministry to Columbine High School. I just thought Let's just lay our hands on Jack as a few get around to him and lay your hands on him. We're just going to pray for breakthrough, but we're not just interceding for Jack's ministry. We're interceding for other bold pastors and witnesses to take back public education in this nation. Lord, we just come before you right now, and we thank you for our dear friend, Pastor Jack, and we ask you, God, that you would put the word of the Lord in his mouth. We ask you that you would draw these students to him at lunchtime. Lord, we ask you that they would see the glory of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you for, I'm just getting the phrase, a grass movement, a grassroots revival movement in the churches. We have this word that we prayed into regularly, and we say from grassroots to grace fires. And God, we just ask you for the fire of grace just to fill the public schools, that they would come to the one who is merciful, to the one who is gracious, overflowing toward them with faith and with love that are found in Jesus Christ. And God, as we intercede for Jack in this ministry, God, we just ask that you would send bold witnesses back into the schools. Lord, we ask you for those lunchtime ministries. We ask you for those lunchtime Bible studies. We ask you for those elective prayer meetings. And Lord, even at the beginning of this year, you would just put on the hearts of students, put on the hearts of leaders, put on the hearts of pastors. And Lord, we ask you for just a revival in student ministry, not to entertain them, but to save them. Not to entertain them, God, but to call them to the living one, to call them to the cornerstone, not to entertain them. But God, we ask you for a spirit of conviction to rest upon these student ministries. I just proclaim that again, not to entertain them, to save them, to say the hard things that need to be said in a spirit of love, and to watch the Holy Spirit do surgery on the heart. So we ask you for this, God. In the name of Jesus.
Come to a light, come about and worship the cornerstone. Come to a light, come about and worship the cornerstone. Lest you fall on you, worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth. Fall on the rock, lest you fall on you, worship the cornerstone, build your life on truth. Fall on the rock, lest you fall on. The cornerstone, build your life on the truth. Fall on the rock, lest he fall on you. And worship the cornerstone, build your life on the truth.
As Mike brought up the seven mountains and we started with education, I feel in my heart just to pray next for government. So, Lord, is that okay if we pray for government? And then, Jack, were you going to pray? Yeah, pray. Bro, pray. I didn't see it. I thought the mic was over there. The mic is there.
That one will never get old. Father, eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, eyes to see and ears to hear. As we started this out, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. We gotta have eyes to see. We gotta have ears to hear to let it happen, Lord. Jesus, if you could only do what you saw the Father doing, then it's no different for us. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear what you're doing, Father, every single time. Take us deeper in worship, Father. Like I ask you, Lord, that not just deeper for us, but deeper than this world has ever known, for each and every one, Lord, take us deeper, that we can go to the well, each and every one of us, Lord, that we can go to the well ourselves. We're not satisfied in someone else going to the well for us anymore, Lord. There's never been a reason for it, and we get caught up in all kinds of things. May we, each one of us, go to the well ourselves, Lord. Let us start with worship, our worship with you that goes so much deeper than even just praise, Lord. But that connection with you, that intimate connection with you, take us to that place. And with our prayer, Lord, let us see you so much more than a vending machine when we need some help or something, Lord. But let us come into alignment with what you have. Eyes to see and ears to hear, Lord, that we can declare it. Because if you speak it, we're going to the other side, Lord. We can declare it. If you're not doing it, then we're just empty words. Let us see what you're doing each and every time, Lord. And for this stuff going on with Columbine High School and everything else, Lord, from that stuff that happened in 1999, I speak into it again, Lord. You've spoken it. You've given words for it. The revival at Columbine is happening. It's not something that we just want to generate or we wanted to come ourselves, but the revival's coming, and you're going to blow your wind from the west to the east across, and it's going to go out from there. And we declare that as you do that, as you do it, Lord, all the weird stuff, not just the school shooting, but all the weird stuff that got stirred up with the trench coat things and the weird cultural stuff that came out of Columbine, that you're going to redeem each and every piece of that, because that's who you are. You are the great redeemer. Come and redeem it, Lord. Come and redeem it over and over and over again. That we're not putting our trust in ourselves. We're not putting the trust in the things that we can do ourselves, Lord, but we're putting our trust completely and utterly in you every time. We don't want to do it ourselves, Father. We want you to come, and we want you to show us how we can go deeper with you, that you can show us each and every step of the way. And Father, as you do that, that you give us strategies, not just in the general stuff, but for each and every person that we come across, for the schools, that you show us how in each and every moment to have a power encounter with one of the teachers, when we come in contact with the teachers or with the principals, when we come in contact with them, when each and every one of the students, Lord, that transformation starts with each and every one, that we're not just dependent on them to make the changes for us, Lord, because without transformation and change themselves, it's never going to happen. That we're not dependent just on the government to make those changes for us, but that we can go and hear your voice in each and every encounter, that we can be your agents as we hear your voice and bring the change and the transformation in every single way into the schools, Lord, into the government, into each and every piece. Show us, Father, how we can make those changes as you would have those changes come in accordance with your will and your word and how you're working in each and every person's life. So, Father, we say, let it come in your mighty name, Jesus.
I'd jump in just because it felt like it was in line with what Jack was saying that's been on my heart. But yeah, I just was feeling just that, just praying for the eyesight of everybody. And so, Lord, we just thank you, God. We just pray, Lord, for just a mass unveiling, Lord, the eyes of people in Colorado, God. We just declare from this place, Lord, we just declare just an opening of people's eyes to see, ears to hear, God. We just declare it across. We declare it for the church in Jesus' name, eyes to see and ears to hear from the third heaven, Lord, looking down and seeing your glory covering the earth, Lord. We just declare eyes to see the lost the way that you see them, God, as people that are just orphans waiting to become sons and daughters, Lord. We just declare eyes to see the church the way you see the church, your gorgeous bride, God, spotless, Lord. We just declare eyes to see just the harvest, Lord. We declare eyes to see ourselves the way that you see us, Lord, as the righteousness of Christ. We just thank you, Lord. We just declare just a mass unveiling, and that it would result in action, Lord. That I thank you, God, that as we see, Jesus said, what is the work that you require? It's that we believe. And so we just pray, Lord, for eyes to see, God, that you just a mass unveiling of people's eyes. In Jesus' name, leading to great harvest, Lord, leading to great action in your church, leading to great unity as people see each other the way you see them, Lord, leading to great righteousness of people walking in holiness, Lord, leading to great salvation, Lord. We just declare from this place just a mass unveiling of the eyes, Lord Jesus, and truth just ringing out, God, just truth, the spirit of truth just ringing out, that people would see things accurately, they would see things according to truth, God. And we just thank you for the spirit of truth just leading us into all truth. Lord, draw all men to yourself, God, in the church and outside of the church. In Jesus' name, Amen.
And I just have, before our friend over there had prayed earlier about the prophetic and just the Lord releasing the prophetic in the room as Jonathan's praying here. I had felt even that the Lord just wants to release that tonight, and He wants to bring a greater level of eyes to hear, eyes to see, and ears to hear, and He wants to take people to another level. But it's not just like He wants to take you to the next level. He wants to start breaking through and bring you to levels maybe that you never even thought that you could go to. And so my encouragement to you, I think we'll probably go into worship again here, but this probably applies to everybody, that you want eyes to see and you want ears to hear. You want to hear God and you want to see what He's doing. I just encourage you to stand up as we go into this place of worship, just as a sign, just as a little step that you're saying, yeah, Lord, I want this. I want this and I want this and I want this. Take me to the well. Take me deeper and show me how to do this and show me how to hear Your voice in a way maybe like this world has never even seen before. So I'd encourage you, just as we come into this next worship song, if you can, if you're not playing an instrument, stand up and let's just go after it. Just go after who He is and what He has for us, because it's so, so, so much more. And I know you guys are from The Rock. Every single one of you knows there's so much more. And so, Lord, take us to that next place. Take us deeper, Lord. Take us to places we never knew we could go.
See the glory of Christ. Oh, pull off the blinders, tear down the veil, let them see the glory of Jesus Christ. Just go back into that chorus with the heart of standing in the gap for those who haven't seen Him yet. We're just going to sing that, eyes to see, ears to hear. We're going to prophesy this.
give them wisdom and revelation.
Eyes to see, ears to hear, give them wisdom and revelation. Eyes to see, and ears to hear,
give them wisdom.
I just kept getting this phrase that the train of his robe fills the temple with glory. And so, Lord Jesus, we thank you that the train of your robe fills the temple with glory. And we're asking that the train of your robe would fill Colorado with glory from the north, south, the east, and the west. I was also getting, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Lord, we thank you for the standard that you've raised up against the enemy, the name of Jesus, the name above every other name, the blood of Jesus Christ, the victorious blood of the Lamb that brings victory that can never fail. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for mercy. It's mercy, and mercy triumphs. We cry out for mercy for our state. We cry out for mercy for the lost. We cry out for mercy for those who are in shackles and chains. We declare mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. We thank you. You're removing veils tonight. You're breaking shackles, Lord Jesus. And you're revealing truth, the truth of who you are to every heart, oh God, even to the enemies of the crosses, the cross of Christ. You love them, God. You love them, Lord Jesus. You didn't come for the righteous. You came for the vilest of sinners. Lord, that's your word, the vilest of sinners, God. We thank you, Lord God, the souls are coming into your kingdom. Tonight, we pray it be tonight, right now, Lord, at the sound of my voice, at the sound of our voices, God, that the souls would come out of darkness and into the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus, that they would taste and see that you are good, that they would come to the table and dine with you, Lord Jesus. You have a ring and a robe. We thank you, Lord, that you're putting on the ring and the robe for whosoever that will may come. So bring them, Lord, bring them from the north, south, the east, and west by your Spirit, by your beautiful Holy Spirit that brings them in, that draws them, compels them to come to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory, honor, and praise tonight. We magnify you. We exalt your glorious holy name. Holy is the Lord. We thank you that we're standing on holy ground tonight. It's holy ground. We give you the praise, the Holy One, the only one worthy, Jesus.
I just wanted to, Lord, thank you for the eyes to hear and ears to hear. And I just pray that you would give us your heart for everything, that our heart would be your heart, because then we can see and we can hear as you would see and hear. In Jesus' mighty name.
As Jack was praying, it's funny because I came from going up the incline, and as I was coming down the incline, I was just talking to the Lord, going up and down, and the Lord was just talking to me about how he just delights in his people, he delights in his children. And I was like, Lord, just like you reminded me, and you spoke to me as a kid about who you are, Lord, it's like, would you do that for our kids? Would you do that for our children? And so as I come and I hear Jack, it's like all I can remember is Ezekiel 36:25. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleanness. and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart and a new spirit and I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. So, Father God, I just pray right now, Lord, for every single one of our students. I pray right now, Father God, that this be the year, Lord. These kids are yearning for your truth. I know that they're yearning. They want to hear your truth, Lord. Let them hear, Lord Jesus, your spirit, your voice. Let them learn to discern your voice from that of the enemy, Lord. That they may have ears to hear you, Lord. They may learn to say no to the enemy, that they may denounce that lie from the enemy, Lord Jesus. Let this be the year, Lord Jesus, that we don't lose any more kids to suicide, that we don't lose any more kids to drugs, Lord. Father God, I just pray that you ignite within them in the depths of their spirits, in the depths of their hearts, Lord Jesus, an anger for just wanting more of you and say no more, no more of staleness, no more of a stale life. I want pure God. I want to hear the Lord. I want to feel his presence. I want to hear him and I want more of him. Whatever it is, I want it. I want him and him alone, that they may know, no, that is not God. I want the truth. I'm hungry. I want that. Let them just have such a hunger, a pure hunger and desire for your presence, Lord. So Lord Jesus, I just pray that you just ignite us as parents, as adults, Lord Jesus, to just continue to pray these kids into your kingdom. So I just pray, Father God, that you put an anger from what the enemy's done and a desire for more of you for our youth. So I honor you and I praise you, King Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
So before we end, I do feel like we need to go into just pray for the government here. I'm going to just ask Marcus to begin to contend for this. We had the GOP was here last Friday and Saturday, and we got to, on Friday, just a cool thing, we got to just spend time with some of the leadership and dedicate the Republican Party to the Lord and take communion together and just seek the Lord in that time. We know it's not going to change, things aren't going to change overnight, and it's not about a party, and we made that very clear that this is, it's alignment with heaven. It's not trying to align with a certain party, but that, and let me just speak to this real quick, this scripture. It's so crazy how things get mistranslated and things get out of alignment. And Lord just put this scripture in my heart, and Tracy was confirming it and as we had the government in. And when you read Romans 13, 1 and 2 there, I want to read it in the old King James, which actually, but it just as it got retranslated, it actually got translated into just some messy ways here. That actually, what it did is it silenced the voice of people, and it says here, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher power." For there is no power, there is no authority except of God. The power or the authority that has been ordained by God. So whoever resists this power, this authority that God has put in place, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall themselves be in damnation. Says it pretty hard. How it got translated was in just a crazy, well, I'm not even going to read the other translation, but what it did is it said, well, whoever's in authority, and the way, whatever they say, that's what we do. We just need to, because the God put them in place. And that's not what that scripture says. There's an authority that is greater than the authority of man. And when man gets out of alignment with the kingdom of God and the authority of heaven, we are not to come under that rule and that reign, but we are actually to take rule and to take reign and to set set ourselves at a higher place. And so I believe there's a shift for America where we have been silenced. And this scripture where it says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain silent anymore, quiet anymore, until her righteousness shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a blazing torch. I just feel like it is, I feel like, I know, it is time for the church to awaken, to not to remain silent. Where we have remained silent in the schools, we've remained silent in businesses, where we say, well, we can't talk about Jesus with people. We can't, no. We've missed it completely. We are to rule and reign and set the place, to set the tone that this is, this, like, wherever we are, it's a house of God. Whether we're in the schools, whether we're in churches, whether, and even the churches have been silenced to an extent where it's like they're trying to be cautious on the way that they speak because they don't want to offend people. Lord, may we not worry about the offense of people, but may our fear be in you and you alone, Lord. And so, yeah, Marcus, just pray into this.
So, Lord, we lift up kings and those who are in high positions, and we plead mercy, Lord. We ask that they would encounter the one who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God, we just speak and intercede for our government in Colorado, and we just prophesy truth. The truth that would break the lie. The truth that would burn like a fire. Lord, let truth be exalted. And even that question that Pilate famously gave, what is truth? That is just permeating through the Senate and through the House. Well, what is truth? Well, what is truth? Lord, let them see it's King Jesus standing right in front of them. Everyone who believes the truth thinks this way. Lord, we ask that they would see Jesus as the way, as the truth, and as the life. But I really believe from this 1 Timothy chapter 2 that we are supposed to pray for salvation for our kings and those in high authority. So we just say salvation. Salvation. Revelation that there is one God. Revelation that there is one mediator between God and man. Lord, I pray that that argument that the enemy has used for years, well, it would be unfair of God just to give one mediator. Lord, let them see the turnaround. Let them see that God came, God bled, God suffered both the wrath of his Father and the wrath of men to make one way, to make a way. Let them bow to the mediator. Let them bow to the intercessor. Let them bow to Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom, the man Christ Jesus. And Lord, we do pray for godly and righteous legislation. Lord, we pray for godly and righteous legislation, and we pray that the church would understand when righteous legislation is given, it's so that we have time and opportunity to preach the gospel without distraction. That we have taught, that we, it's not time and opportunity just to, Lord, let the church understand that it is, now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of salvation. Now is the time of salvation. God, we just repent for, the last 70 years of when we had so much freedom and so much godliness that was exalted in our nation, and we just took it for granted. And we became lazy, and we became spoiled as a church, and we became passive. We became rich, though we were poor. God, we just ask, we say, forgive the Church of America, God. Forgive the Church of Colorado. And so, Lord, we ask you that the righteous would be as bold as a lion in this season. We ask you for restoration. We ask you for the Holy Spirit to sweep through the Capitol and sweep through every senator and every House representative, every assistant, every intern. God, we ask you, open their eyes to the knowledge of the truth. And then as their eyes are open, let them put their faith in the truth, in Jesus Christ. We thank you. And God, we just say, what you started in the GOP, water it with your Spirit. Let it bleed over into the Democrats. Water that commitment before God with the Holy Spirit, and let that just sprout and let it grow in the GOP, and Lord, let it just jump over into the Democrats. Let it just jump over. And Lord, let them see the glory of God in the face of Christ. We thank you for our leaders, Lord. In Jesus' name.